Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good song.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Brown Show.
Don't try to call me out, Princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Coming up next on...
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
That time, ladies and gentlemen. Time to let go of the worries of the day and tune in to another edition of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. Is your resident, Map of the South, Mom to Little Donna with Dr. Princess Odelia. And tonight, we're asking the question, have you had a really bad day? How do you overcome having a really bad day? No matter what you are doing in life, no matter who you are, we all have had really bad days. We have our fitness and health tip with Julian Michaels and our inspirational corner as well. So let's do this. Hello and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. 347-850 1272 is our caller number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and speak to me, your host for tonight, Moms with Little Donna, and let me check in and see if my two co-hosts are here. Dr. Principal Day, with Sister, are y'all here?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Sister, yes, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Dr. Principal Day.
Hey, I was texting, Jay, is this a rerun tonight?
No, I think, yeah, I was saying the same thing. But no, it's not. We have Mr. L.E.S. He is running the boards for us tonight. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were supposed to be talking about Ray Rice, but, you know, nothing happens by coincidence. So maybe we're supposed to be talking about this topic again. I don't know.
Okay.
Have you had a bad day? I didn't have a bad day.
No, I didn't either. I didn't either. So I said, wait a minute. This sounds like a rerun. Okay.
Right.
Sure.
How about you, sister? How's your week been? You had any bad
days? It's been great. No, not. My week has been great.
Okay.
Well, hello, sister.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Doing great.
So maybe one of our listeners out there, maybe someone's out there having a bad day and they need to be inspired by us. I don't know. But
no,
anyway.
No worries. Yes.
Huh?
No worries at all. No worries.
Right. I know, I mean, right now it's raining here in Florida, but, I mean, all I want to do is sleep, but I'm not having a bad day. So, really, we were supposed to be talking about Ray Rice, and I had asked the question, why do some women stay in abusive relationships? And I know that we have touched on the topic before, but in light of what has happened, I thought, you know what, we need to talk about it again because we definitely can't talk about abuse enough. So that was the question I put out there. And when I was telling one of my associates that the topic for the show, the first thing that came out of her mouth, she goes, well, she married him for the money. She married him for the money. She kept saying that. So I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to say money aside. Forget about the money because there are some women that do or stay in abusive relationships, they end up marrying a man, and the man has no money. So what makes them stay? Any comments, Dr. Prince Odelia?
Well, yeah. Well, you know I have a whole bunch of comments on this topic. Absolutely. Someone asked me that the other day. Like, why would someone stay with someone after they beat them and hit them and I can raise my hand and say, I've been there, done that, okay? I wear that badge. I'm like the sheriff, okay? So I did the same thing, and I can say this, that it has a lot. It is the mind, the perception, even those hidden things that we have no idea that exist in our lives are the reasons why. If you look at abuse, it's usually generational. First of all, so people really have to take a look into their life and understand where did you come from. I always say this to people, that we are spirits having a human experience, period. With that said, as a human, we are attached. We have attachments from the natural side, our mom and our dad, even our soul's genealogy, and even astrologically. And so we have all of that compiles, and that combination makes up that human side.
Uh-huh.
And that human side is what we have to really stand strong against. So really the mind, you're scared. To stay with someone in an abusive relationship, that is a sign of weakness. It is a sign of addiction. a sign of codependency, a sign of insecurity, a sign of fear, and a sign of lack. And those things that are obviously existent and they're present, it's okay, but you have to be at the place that you can acknowledge the existence so that you can overcome and gain some strength to move on. When you're in there and you're getting hit, a lot of times the women make excuses, you know, and it's like, oh, well, he didn't mean to do this. It was, if I would have done this or I would have done that then, right? And
right.
Typically it's, you know, we make up excuses for them. The second thing we get into is, well, he only did it once. I can't tell you how many times I heard ladies say, and I used to say it, well, he doesn't do it all the time. He only knocked me upside. You know, at first he didn't do it all the time, and then later it became a habit. You know what I'm saying? It became tradition, okay? I was all kind of bees and hoes and everything, and I got knocked upside the head. It went from hand to gun. And so there are things that, you know, and I used to always say I was a strong woman down, diva down. Because I didn't realize the issues that I had. And when I began to really deal with me and go through my own personal development, then a lot of my truth I had to face in the face. I had to look in the mirror and say, what's going on with you? First, did I realize my own value, even though I had everything going for me? Did I realize my value? He wasn't even the breadwinner, I was. You know, there was nothing. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you this. You said you gave different reasons for why a woman would stay, and one of the reasons you said was fear or being scared. What is she scared or afraid of? Being on her own?
No. Sometimes that's not even it. For me, I thought he was the big bad wolf. I mean, I was scared. I figured if I left, he's going to follow me. I'm going to be in all kind of trouble. It was scary to me. And no one could tell me. I think I shared this story of when I found out that my ex was actually a wuss. And I wish to God I would have just done something sooner. Like, wow. Like, I did not realize he was such a punk. We don't think that. I should say punk traits. I don't want to call anybody a punk. I'm just going to say a punk traits because we want to see bigger for people. That's just bottom line. So, but at the time, I didn't realize that. I was scared. I mean, after being hit in the head with a gun, you know, told I better not do this or that, and not in the head one time. I mean, I've been in some situations, some really dangerous situation. Therefore, I was scared. I was scared. I mean, hey, I've had an axe hammer, you know, a Russian roulette game played with an axe hammer across the front of my face. I've had those things happen. You know, and other women, they may not have had that, but they've had situations. And whatever it is, you're scared and you make excuses. You don't even realize, sometimes you don't even realize how scared you are.
Uh-huh.
Those are not things that are really apparent. You're loving somebody, and you're in love with the nice side. You figure somebody just flared up that one moment because you, as the person that loved them, you see the other side of them. You see that all the nice stuff. You are trying to make excuses for who you know that they could be.
Okay.
And so for a long time, you make excuses for that because I know. I mean, he's a sweet pea. He could be a really sweet, sweet, sweet person. He could play playful and play with the kids and laugh and joke. You know, he can relax and chill. He can, you know, he has all those other sides too. But then the big bad wolf comes out. So a lot of times ladies go back and forth with the big bad wolf versus that nice man that they fell in love with.
Okay. 347-850-1272 is our number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in, share your thoughts about our topic tonight. We're talking about the whole, we're really not focusing so much on Ray Rice and what happened with him and his now wife, but we're asking the question, because at the time that this happened, they were just, that was just his fiance. So we're asking the question, why do some women, when they're in an abusive relationship, they end up staying with the guy anyway? And it was something that you said, Dr. Prince Odelia, that made me think about, I don't know her name, his wife. She made a comment. She actually, you said, like, you know, some women, they don't make excuses because they don't even realize that they're doing it. And when she went on Twitter, in a way, it seemed like that's what she was doing, because she attacked everybody around her, saying, y'all don't know what's going on in our lives, and social media has ruined our lives. And pretty much that's what she was doing. She was making an excuse for what happened in the elevator. And I had not seen the tape yet before I read her comments. And then I went back and I looked at it. I'm like, oh, my goodness. This man,
wow.
This man literally knocked her out in the elevator. And it shows him dragging her out of the elevator and kicking her. And she was making excuses for it.
Wow, honey. He kicked her and moved.
Yep.
And, like, did you see how he just moved her body like it was some doll or something?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, he hit her like she was a man. And she went down. It's right there on the tape.
Wow.
I was like, wow, wow. I didn't know what to say. I was in shock
wow.
to see that.
But definitely,
wow.
too, you got to, of course, think about, you know, what two people grew up seeing as well. You know, people may have saw, you know, their parents going at it.
Mm-hmm.
So to them, that's what love is.
Wow.
Or if they were abused, maybe as children. That's what love, you know, as far as they're concerned, love means that hit. That's what they grew up seeing and understanding
yeah.
as love.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, I think Ray Rice, he made a comment about that, but that's the way he grew up. And he made a comment that there's no excuse for his actions, for what he did, but the cycle needs to be broken. He actually said this. He says, as far as our young men go, the cycle has to be broken, and it should have started with me. That's what he said. So I agree with you, sister, when you say that, you know, some people, they grow up in that kind of environment, because we all have certain environments that we grow up in that shape us to who we are when we become older. And so somewhere along the line in his childhood, either he was abused or maybe he saw his mom being abused, and so he thought it was okay to do the same thing. Still, it's no excuse, but yeah, I agree with
wow.
you.
Wow. Amazing. And you know, when I think about and something that is very important for people to understand about abuse is that abuse doesn't have any respect for persons. Regardless of how much of you know, you love somebody and you feel that you love somebody, if you don't love yourself, then you don't know how to love anybody. And I always said, you know, when somebody abuses you, it doesn't mean that you stop loving them. You love who you love.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not healthy to stay with them. You know, at that time, it's just not, because it doesn't get better. What happens is there is this continuance of codependency going on, addiction, where you guys are actually addicted to each other. You're addicted to one another.
Mm.
And it's not healthy. It's just not. I have someone that I'm coaching now, and we had a couple of sessions this week, and she was explaining the same thing to me, that, do you think he'll change?
Mm.
Won't he change? And I said, no. Especially as long as you're with him. No. And regardless of what, you're going to be in that same cycle, that same mental state.
Mm-hmm.
there's a reason that you have chosen to be with that person until this time.
Right.
The quote goes that I, what was the quote I wrote? Once you become self-empowered, the mirage of love will fade and the reality of love will become your only tolerance. And until you are self-empowered, you won't even recognize love. One thing I invited her to do that I had not done for a very long time, I had never just done this because, you know, I never was a scout for men. Like, I'm not trying to, like, I got to have a man. I just have never been in tight. I never wrote down what I wanted in a man. Like, I didn't set a standard. I didn't set that. Because I didn't care whether it came or didn't. But we have to watch what we allow in our lives and in our space. If you don't plan, you plan to fail. You ever heard that? And
right.
In order for you to plan, you have to know what your vision is in order to plan it, right? So We have to know who we are first. Who are you? Do you know you? Can you be by yourself? That's what it's really about, Mom to Enrichment, is that all of us, women and men, we attract each other via our common energies first. First, the energy that attracted you to that person is not so much how they look, how sexy they are, and how fast you want to get them in the bed. It has to do with your energy connection. We are energy fields, and that's how we're connected. Then all the other stuff comes into play. So many of the ladies that have been in this situation, you've been in it because your mama was in it. If your mama skipped it, then maybe your grandmother was. Somebody's been in it.
Yeah.
Let me ask this.
You know, you're talking about the lady, and she asked you the question, do you think you'll change or will he ever change? What was her mindset at the time? Did she realize? Did she have an aha moment about what was going on with her before she asked that question, or was she still trying to make excuses for the reason why he was doing what he was doing to her?
She was, you know, so sweet. And she, when I tell you, she's absolutely gorgeous, beautiful inside and out. Okay? And this guy, he doesn't deserve her. And she loved him young, and she, after a little while of our talk and our discussion, she was going through the wow, oh my goodness, that's him, that's exactly what he does, oh my goodness, wow, oh my God, that is the same thing he did. I say, how do I know that? Not only did I live it, everybody I counsel, friends, people that I've heard that have been in abusive situations, it's the same story. And my grandmother told me, when my daughter was 10 months old, so let's say 17 years ago, the grandmother said, you know, honey, the zebra never changes stripes.
Oh.
And
that's the Bible verse. That's actually the Bible verse about the zebra never changes stripes. Let's see who this is on the line. Caller, you're on with Ladies First Radio.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, this
Hi.
Is Ebony Empress. Hi, guys.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
Ebony Empress. How you doing?
Hi,
I'm good. I'm good. I was just listening to your conversation. I just thought, oh, my God, that's so great. It's so great. I just wanted to say that I love your conversation because I think it's a conversation that a lot of young women need to hear. Not just young women, I guess young men too. It doesn't just affect women. You know, there are a lot of violence out there that's towards men now from women. But, you know, but the cases I guess we hear most reported will be from women, particularly women, young women who yeah, like the person that you were talking about that you would be coaching, that would be surprised that, you know, another woman understands exactly the nature of the violence that she's experiencing. But I think there's, you know, someone who's been a victim myself, and I hate to use the word victim, I'd say a survivor. That's what we're supposed to say. I'd say that, you know, a lot of the times, you know, the things that happen in a relationship that create the violence, sometimes you're carrying the gene, as it were, for the things that come to you. It's like, you know, sometimes like a dog can smell your fear. You know, have you ever been in the park walking and a dog, some reason, wants to bite you? Everybody else, it will walk past, but you're the person that the dog wants to bite. And you're thinking, why is the dog always trying to bite me? Because there's something sometimes in your spirit that almost attracts that kind of behavior. And it's not that, you know, you're the person that should be bitten. It's that you need to look at working on you. What's going on with you? Well, what is it that... you know, in me that might be attracting some stuff that I really don't want. I say I don't want it, but am I choosing a certain kind of person? Am I putting myself in certain situations? Am I allowing behaviors that are unacceptable? And it's a slippery slope when you start to allow something and then you want to pull it to a stop or to a halt, but you've not defined any lines. You've got no boundaries. You know, if you have no boundaries to your life, people can treat you any way they want to. And a lot of young people, particularly women, as we get older, we learn to bring in the boundaries. But I think sometimes when you're younger, we don't understand the power of boundaries. To really to be clear, this is unacceptable. This is what I will tolerate. This is definitely a no-no. It's not just a red flag. You're out the park completely. And, you know, there's only one way that you can go. But to, you know, to do that, because if you don't set a boundary for someone, then they really feel they can do whatever they like. And sometimes we put that under the banner of love. Oh, I love you, so I, you know, I can't say no to anything. You can say no to lots of things. And I think when you start off the right way, there's a chance that the relationship will grow the way that you want it to grow. But I say this to my young ladies, because I have three of my own young ladies now. I say to them, you start off and you teach people how to respect you in all parts of life. And you start off with understanding who you are and really having a code for yourself. This is my code. This is how far you can come, and you can come no further. This is my boundary. This is what I will allow. This is definitely what I will not allow. And you stick to it and you make it clear. And if you don't like it, you vote with your feet. You don't like what you're getting, but you've got to set the boundary. And I think sometimes that's a problem, that we don't have boundaries for ourselves. And then we're wondering why we're abused. Well, you're abused because sometimes, and I'm not saying people don't just try to abuse for the sake of it, but sometimes it's because you don't know who you are and you're not strong enough in defense of yourself. Yeah.
Wow. This is exactly why I love our show. When we have callers like you that call in and give their own their personal experience, and it mirrors what we're saying on the show too. And I love it because everything that you're saying, it just reiterates what Dr. Prince Odelia was saying. So it's not like, you know, we're just talking out the side of our necks. We actually know what we're saying, and we're trying to help everyone. Thank you so much for calling in. Is there anything else you'd like to add to it?
No, I just want to say hi to Rich Sister, because she's one of my girls, cool my show.
definitely want to shout out Ebony Empress. She has a wonderful show here on Blog Talk Radio, Ebony's Real Talk, Global Village Dayton. Welcome you all to check it out, www.blogtalkradio.com/Ebony Empress. Awesome, awesome show she does on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, what time?
Yeah, what time?
Eastern, 5 p.m. Eastern. So for your time, it's 5 p.m. Eastern on both days. So, and I'm also on The Cool Critic. So I know Princess Cedelia, she's on J. King Network. I do The Cool Critics on Saturday nights as well. So.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, Ebony. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, and on DG Radio, True Purpose Radio, and that's on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the True Purpose Development Show. And on Kelly Whitney. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll come and check you guys out. Definitely.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. It's good to hear from you. Oh,
Ebony, stay with us. We got to go to our first break, but stay with us.
No problem.
You know what time it is. Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
The following fitness and health tip is from Jillian Michael, personal fitness trainer.
Hi, I'm Jillian Michaels, and I'm going to give you a few diet tips from my new book, Master Your Metabolism. You have to understand that your metabolism is all about hormone balance. You can make your metabolism work for you or against you by the things you eat or the things you don't eat. So the first tip is remove. We want to remove all of the crappy foods that you've been eating. Think high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, trans fats, preservatives like monosodium glutamate, and nitrates. These things go into your system, and they mess up your hormone balance, and they literally make you fat, and they age you. Zero fun, no good. Really simple advice on this, cut out processed foods. That's a big part of it. Now, the second part is restore. We want to put foods back in your body. They're going to communicate with your fat-burning genes. So here's one you might not have thought about. Vitamin C is awesome for weight loss. Why? Because it inhibits your body's ability to produce a stress hormone called cortisol. So we want you to get lots of vitamin C, organic berries, tomatoes, anything citrus is awesome. And another piece of advice, keep your sodium low to about 1,500 milligrams or less, because sodium helps your body turn cortisone into cortisol, and that is bad. We do not want cortisol in your body. Again, it's related to belly fat. Zero fun, especially when you're trying to get in a bikini. So keep that sodium low. And my third tip, very obvious but very important, make sure you're getting enough sleep. Sleep is critical when it comes to balancing your hormones and helping your body lose weight. Because what it does is when you're sleeping, your body releases most of its human growth hormone. And it releases a hormone called leptin, which makes you feel more full. When you don't sleep, we get the bad hormones, like cortisol and a hormone called ghrelin, which makes you hungry. And this is why if you haven't slept the night before, you'll find the entire next day you can't seem to feel full. That's the reason. And last but not least, try to avoid carbohydrates before bed because they release a hormone called insulin, which inhibits your body's ability to make human growth hormone, and human growth hormone is what keeps you young and fat-free. I'm Jillian Michaels. Thanks so much for clicking on to FNCIMag.com.
Welcome back to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. And if you're just now tuning in to our show, you missed the first half of it. We're actually asking the question, our topic tonight centers around Ray Rice and his wife, at the time she was his fiance. And we asked the question, why do some women stay in a, or even men, stay in an abusive relationship? Now, Dr. Rizadeh, I know we usually do our inspirational corner, but there is a question that I want to ask both you and Ebony. So, Ebony, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. There's a question I would like to ask both you and Dr. Priscilla. So I want to ask you first. You said that you've been in this type of relationship before. Were your children born at the time? Did they witness any of the violence?
Yeah. My eldest daughter, well, she's much older now, but she did witness some of it. And I think when she started to witness it, that's when I decided it needed to come to an end. The problem is if you're in a relationship
when I was talking about boundaries and stuff like that, when you're young, because I was in a relationship from when I was quite young, you know, I was someone for over 20 years that, you know, I met him when I was 16, you know, we spent half my life, I guess, together with that person. So when you're young, you might not understand how to enforce those boundaries that I'm talking about. And when things happen, at first you think, oh, you know, he's just tripping today. This is just a bad day, you know. Yeah. Or maybe I did something to cause this. Or, you know, we're in a particularly stressful situation. He's not able to, you know, to deal with this properly. So this is how he's kicking out and lashing out. And you find just so many excuses and reasons why. And a lot of the times, you know, a couple of times it happened in front of my child, I, you know, the way that I responded, you know, he then went into a position of, right, oh, it happens, but if it does happen, it will only happen outside when the child's not around. So it did happen again, but it was happening without my child being present. So, and then I gave myself a new story about, well, it's not happening in front of my kids. You know, maybe it's not as bad as I think it is. Maybe it'll stop. Maybe he'll understand that, you know. But all I was doing was giving him new territory and a new right to do it somewhere else. Because I'm still saying on another level, it's acceptable, right? So what you've got to be careful is the messages that you're sending to the abuser. The messages that should be, it's not acceptable anywhere, anytime, anyhow. It is not acceptable. Zero tolerance is what you're supposed to be saying. But when you start to bend the rules a bit, i.e. you did this and we were driving in the car, it's just me and you, you know, it's okay because no one else saw and no one else experienced it except me. Well, it's still wrong if it's just me. Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the problem with it. Sometimes we start to think it's okay as long as our children are not there, as long as no one else is a witness, and you're really shielding the abuser and making him feel safe to, or she safe in a space where nobody else can witness it.
Do you ever think about maybe because of what your daughter saw that she might think that that was okay and she might end up in a relationship like that?
Well, I'll tell you what, my daughter's 25 now, and I think the reason why probably she's not married yet and, or had kids is because she is zero tolerance for any foolishness. Zero. She is so straight on it that, you know, you don't even get a chance to even blink as a guy and she's gone. And that is harsh. No, and I don't find that as a good thing. I have to kind of say to her, come on, you know, you might want to have a family and meet someone and you're going to, you know, and I even suggested the other day to her that, you know, she go through some counseling. She has in the past, but to do it again, because you still need to go on and live your life. You can't be in a straitjacket so focused on what you think will come, because maybe because you have that in your mind, it's preventing you from finding someone and actually having a life that you really want. I would not want her to have the life I had when I was her age, but I still would like her to go on and meet someone and be happy and to find love, because that is, you know, the natural order, I think, of things if you want that to be. So I don't want it to be a barrier for her, but I'm glad that she is so aware and conscious of what could happen. I just think sometimes she's a little bit too extreme, but, it, you know, that's not too bad either. It's protected her to a certain degree.
Right.
But, you know, you have to have the balance as well. But, yeah, it hasn't worked against her. If anything, it's made her very, very aware of herself and what she will allow and what she won't allow.
And Dr. Prince O'Day, I want to ask you the same thing. With your son and your daughter, would they experience the violence? Do you have any fear that maybe your son might turn out to be like that, or your daughter might end up in a relationship like that?
No, I don't have fear about them coming into that. But let me share with you what I deal with my children, because the key to this whole thing is self-development and awareness. Knowing who you are, standing, as I described, the energies that go through generations, the common traits that go through generations, and just like what Ebony Empress just also indicated, you have to be aware of that so that you know ahead of time what you possibly may be dealing with, so that you can you can be conscious of it, okay, very sensitive to it. But there has to be first a self-development and awareness. So when my children were little, when we were first out of the situation, they were 9 and 5. And it was pretty tough because they had seen a whole lot. And I sat down with them, and I began to give them coaching on self. And I said to them, listen, there are certain things that run in my bloodline, certain things that run in your dad's bloodline that are in your blood. And as a result of that connection, that energy connection, now I describe it as energy because that's what it is. It's, you know, Christians say spiritual warfare, and they say the spirit traits that go between, that go from family to family, et cetera. And in a universal term, we'll just use energy. And I explained this to them, and I actually drew a little chart. So this is your mom. These are all the things. And I just thought about all the things that run in my family that I see consistently running in my family, whether it's love and marriage, whether it's hate and abuse, you know, or lack and hoardism or, you know, lust or whatever it is, divorce or marriage, you know, wealth. Or being poor, whatever runs in your family. I wrote that down, and I wrote it for myself and my ex. And then I gave them an understanding of, listen, because this is common with us, these things are going to, at best, more than likely, knock at your door.
Uh-huh.
Something's going to come to you, and it'll come any kind of way it can come. And I gave them an example, and that's for those who are listening who have little kids. I gave them this example. I said, listen, I said, imagine, you know, this is our home. Imagine somebody coming to the door that I've never seen before. I look through my peephole, and I don't know who they are. But they begin to talk to me through the door and say, listen, I'm sorry, I know you don't know me, but I knew your mom, I knew your dad, and because of the familiarity, I'm going to open my, I may at least crack the door of my home. In life, those things, those energies, those familiar energies that run in our family, we, when it comes to us, we at least give it an opportunity, especially if we're not aware of what we're up against.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained it to my children. I said, so I want to tell you so that you can be aware. And then I gave them little assignments. I said, if you ever find yourself attracted to somebody, understand that you are first, that familiarity is going to be very strong, and it can even make it seem like you are soulmates. But it's really just the familiarity. So I said, when you look at somebody, I want you to say this. Put this out to the universe. Why am I attracted to him? Why am I attracted to her? And life will speak to you. It will tell you right away. It doesn't keep us in the dark. We just don't include, and, you know, i.e. God. We don't include. We don't say anything. But the universe is there waiting for us to, hey, ask the question. I'll answer. And I say, ask. Put that out to the universe. And that something said voice will speak very strong. It will reveal to you what your attraction. And my children, when they were little, I will never forget, Lauren was about, well, no, she was in the sixth grade. and she liked this kid. They really liked each other. And she said to me, Mom, I asked what you said. I prayed what you said. And she said, I started thinking about all this stuff, like abuse, and is that what it is? I said, it could be. And sometimes things travel with us and we are not even aware.
Mm-hmm.
But life knows that it's there. And do you know that same kid ended up, because she, something happened and they fell out, that same kid ended up jumping on her with his brother down the line. So these, you don't grow up and be abusive. That stuff is lying dormant in you, and it grows up in you, especially when you're unaware of it, because you have nothing to battle or ward from it. It just comes in your life and take over. All of a sudden, we as parents, we say, man, I can't believe it. I kept her away from her father or the mother, and they turned out just like them. Yeah, because it's in the blood. It's in the blood.
Yeah, agreed. I wanted to share something with you guys. My second daughter, who never witnessed any abuse, she had a boyfriend about 2 years ago. I think it was about 2 years ago now, or more. And she started living with him, and I was actually fine with it because we knew him, we'd met him and whatever. And something happened one day between her and him where I don't know if he, but he was getting pretty irate, and it was becoming abusive. The interesting thing is she never told me, but she told her dad, right? Mm. And he was so embarrassed by the whole thing, the fact that his behavior could come back and meet him in that kind of spiritual way where it's not happening to me now. That has happened to your daughter, okay? He didn't even want me to know that it happened. Because, you know, he went out around there, sorted it out, got rid of this guy, did the whole thing because he just wanted that out completely. You know, he just didn't want that to be known. But I did know because she told me in the end, right? Okay. But she said, oh, Dad came around and he sorted the person out. I said, really? Interesting that he did. Okay. You know, he didn't want his daughter to be a victim. He didn't want that to happen. And we talked about it and when he could talk. And I said to him, isn't it interesting how karma happens? That, you know, how many years ago whatever happened with me and you, but do you see what happened with your daughter? Do you see how that behavior can come back and meet you in your own life? And isn't it a horrible experience to have to go and sort someone out, you know, to keep your daughter safe, to keep your own daughter safe when you couldn't keep someone else's daughter safe, you know, who they entrusted to you because they believed you were a good person. That's and that's exactly what we did. We believed that he was a good person and she would be safe. And when she wasn't, you had to make sure she was safe. Now, that's what happened to me. You were meant to keep me safe, but you weren't able to do that. You could only think of yourself at the time. And he admitted it. He said, yeah, that's true. And I'm sorry. But, you know, that it didn't mean much to me. But it just tells you, you're absolutely right. There's a thing that people don't realize. I call it generational curses, as it were. There are things that happen, and when you allow them to happen in your life, you don't know if it's going to be, you think it ends with you. It doesn't necessarily end with you. It will come again through your children, or if not that generation, it will skip a generation and maybe go to the generation after. It's a bit like glaucoma. My daughter, my eldest daughter suffers glaucoma. My dad has glaucoma, but everybody in our generation, you know, skipped that, and it went to my daughter. And everybody's like, she's so young, how would she get glaucoma? But my dad has it. And we went to the hospital. They said, you know what, stuff can skip a generation, but it'll always get somebody. It'll get somebody. It'll catch somebody.
Wow.
Yeah. So I absolutely agree with Dr. Odelia that you've got to stop it when you can. You've got to stop it with the generation that's experienced it. And sometimes even if you know, that child didn't experience it directly. It's been there. It's in, you know, it's now, it's in the family. You've got to deal with it. You've got to talk about it. You've got to show them ways to, you know, deal with themselves. I didn't feel that I needed to work so hard with my other kids because they didn't know. They weren't there, but they still come. Do you see what I mean? It still came to them.
And on that note, we do have to go to our last break of the evening. But sit tight. We will be right back. Your resident, Map of the South, Mom the Little Donna, letting you know all about the best online radio network to listen to, the TJRS Radio Network. No matter who you are or what you like, we have a show just for you. Before you head off to your Sunday worship, tune in to the serious side of the J. Rouse Show every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. As the Serious Crew discuss important issues concerning all of us, from politics to gun control, the Serious Side covers the thought-provoking views. Then, when it's time for a midweek pick-me-up, the comedian crew of the J. Rouse Show will surely have you cracking a rib. Every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, as they take jabs at each other, discussing everything from crazy baby names to the last time you had your butt kicked. For a dose of inspiration, tune in every Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, to the True Purpose Development Show, as Dr. Princess Odelia helps guide you to your life's true purpose. And let's not forget, Friday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, with me, your very own, Map of the South, Mom the Little Donna, and Dr. Princess Odelia, the ladies of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, doing our best to spread positivity one show at a time. And to end your week, tune in again for another dose of the J. Rouse Show, Saturday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. They will surely have you falling over with laughter. So if you're looking for online radio at its best, look no further, for it doesn't get any better than the TJRS Radio Network.
is the end of our show. Already, our hour has just flown by.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
Yes. You know, I want to say to you really quick, Ebony, thank you so much for calling in and being a part of our
no
show
problem.
Tonight. It just made our show even more inspirational. That's the only word I can think of, inspirational. I really enjoy you calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I love your show. It's the first time I've heard it. I didn't realize you were on this time because normally I'd be sleeping. But I happened to have a cold tonight, so I was awake. I'm so glad that I could call in.
Yes. You are welcome to call in anytime. We would love to have you anytime.
Oh, no problem. I definitely will follow you guys. Great show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very quickly, is there anything you'd like to, our last comments that you'd like to make, Ebony, before we close the show?
No, just to say to people, really, just, you know, women, men, anybody out there who's suffering from violence, to, you know, stay strong, to keep your friendships strong, because sometimes if you're not strong enough to support yourself, other people out there, your angels, I call them your angels, they look after you. And you know, sometimes you don't have the understanding of what's going on, because when you're in it, you can't see yourself. So I think that's when you need other people to help you. But, you know, try and stay safe. That's all you can do.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Sister, real quickly, what would you like to close us out with?
I just want to latch on to what was being talked about generational curses. And I just seen personally how that affected my own family. And that's what you really just got to learn. It's never just about you. Protecting yourself means that you are protecting your children, grandchildren, and beyond. It's never, ever just about you.
Wow. Wow, that's powerful. And Dr. Princess Adelia, what would you like to say?
Well, you know, I believe in being inspired, and something just came to me, and I'll share this. If you don't know you, how can you expect someone else to know you enough to love you how you should be loved?
Oh, wow.
And I am going to say that anybody who's in a situation of abuse, trust and believe that it starts first in the mind. Your victory from that starts first in the mind. Create your vision of how you see yourself. One thing the young lady said to me this week is, I don't see any way out. I don't see how I would ever get out of this. I remember me saying the same thing to myself, not to anyone else. Like, I don't know how I'll ever get out of this. So we stay complacent to try to make it work at all costs, because that is just so much better than even trying to think about having to get away from it.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, create your vision. Create your vision of victory. That's what we're going to call it. The vision victory. The victory vision. That's what it is. However you see yourself. Yes, however you see yourself. Then if for each item that you write, I want you to embrace that whole vision. And every day, no matter what, I want you to see that vision. And life will bring you everything that is necessary. You are protected. You're listening to this show. Your victory is nigh. You are going to be free, but it's really up to you. And you have to use wisdom. Don't listen to everybody, because some people are talking and they haven't been there, and they'll run you straight to the bullet or straight to a situation. So you have to follow your gut. Follow the wisdom that comes from within, which is the Spirit of God within you, please, so that you can be safe and sound. And much love. Mwah. Write that vision victory and begin to embrace it every day. Be joyful about it and celebrate your victory. Pick a night by yourself. You know, I don't know, if you have a glass of wine, tea, whatever it is, coffee, whatever, sit down and celebrate you after you've embraced everything that you see about your vision. And don't worry about how it's going to come to pass. It will.
Okay. And on that note, I want to say again, thank you to everyone that listened or listening and tuning into our show tonight. go back, listen to the show. I learned a lot tonight, especially about the genes and the generation being in our blood. That's something I never thought of. But we do have to say goodnight to everyone. You all have a wonderful weekend. Thank you again, Ebony, my sister, Dr. Prince Odelia. I love all of you. And we will see y'all back here next Friday on the Ladies First Show. Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Elias.
Thank you.
Thank you. He's probably asleep. That's why the show is still going on.